So, Tom, the Senate confirmed a new Interior Secretary, Sally Jewell. How did Utah senators vote?
Well, they split on her, actually. This is another one of Obama's nominees where the two Utah guys are split. Senator Hatch voted for Sally Jewell. Along the lines of what he usually says when he looks for a nominee of the opposing party, which is the president should get his choice. If there's people he wants to have or surrounding him, he should be able to have them, you know, unless they're unqualified in some form or they're not credible or they have some kind of tax problem or something like that. But mainly he always comes down to the side of, all right, it's your person, you get to pick them. So Senator Lee, on the other hand, voted against Sally Jewell. His argument was that the National Parks Conservation Association, on which she sat on the board of that association, has filed several suits against the government over the last 10 years or so when she's been on the board. And these are usually cases where they sue because of a pipeline going in somewhere or an oil rig going in somewhere and they want to stop it. And he doesn't think that she's been very truthful about that and being honest. Despite that, the Senate approved her, and we just got word last night that she's actually being sworn in today. She's going over to the Supreme Court, and I guess a longtime friend of hers is Andrea Day O'Connor, and Senator Day O'Connor is going to swear her into office, and Secretary Ken Salazar is now headed back to Colorado. He's done.
And in other news, Thomas, yesterday Utah senators voted against moving forward on gun control legislation. What was their reasoning?
Big deal for Senator Mike Lee. So, like, Mike Lee joined with Ted Cruz of Texas and Rand Paul of Kentucky, and they tried to filibuster this legislation going forward. That's good old Washington speak for they were going to try to block it. And Lee's argument the whole time was that they haven't had time to review it, and that we should have at least 60 people voting for something, and not just a bare majority of 51. Voting for some kind of legislation. He ended up losing, but he and Senator Orrin Hatch still tried to block it. They voted against ending the debate and moving forward. So now this is a situation where we're kind of like, okay, well, they're obviously opposing it, but 68 the senators wanted to move forward, so that's a good sign that something might get done there.
Right, and so what does the road ahead for gun control legislation look like now?
Short answer, long. So they're pretty much allowing anyone to file amendments right now, and we're not sure how the process is going to work out. We'll probably find out Monday, but there could be a ton of amendments. There could be 20, there could be 400. It depends on how it comes down and what the majority leader allows. And then we have the possibility that Lee and Cruz and Paul may try to filibuster individual amendments, which would delay each one because they'd have to cloture your vote, wait 30 hours, do the actual voting amendment, and start the next amendment. So we're talking a couple of weeks at least before we see possibly something emerging out of the Senate. And then it's a whole other story in the House, which is obviously controlled by Republicans who are not so keen on the idea of gun control. So, it's a really, really tough road, that's for sure.
Wow, so it may be a lot of effort which in the end doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You're looking at it right now, and it's hard to imagine how the GOP-controlled House is going to pass any kind of legislation that expands background checks or limits magazine sizes or anything like that. So in the end, they still may win.
Well, should be fun to cover.
Yes.
Great, Tom. Well, thanks for speaking with us again today.